Spirit will fall on good grounds of the heart of those who will hear and those who will receive. In Jesus' name, amen. I tell you, I am so elated in the Holy Spirit, and everything is not going right. I still got a tax bill that's due. Come on, somebody. By the beginning of next year. Y'all talk to me. I'm just talking to you. Hallelujah. 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 The kids, amen, amen. They could put that on the screen. My Jesus. My Jesus, put it on the screen. Amen. 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 Our kids 4 to 16, I believe. We're going to let you go. Amen. Amen. We're going to let you go. Amen. 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 But EK, are we back there today or what? Okay. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. I almost want to keep them babies right here. Amen. Amen. I almost want to keep them right here. Amen. Amen. This will bless them too. Amen. Them children too old to go back there today. Y'all, anybody 12 and under, I want you to come on back in here. No, 12 and over. I'm sorry. 12 and over. Come on back in here because, amen. If you're 12 and over, amen. We want you to be here. 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 Because we want to arm you with some tools, amen, to be victorious in your life. Amen. We want to arm, not to say that they won't do that back there, but I just believe God has got something to say to you. Amen. 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 I am so excited. I am so excited. I am so excited. I don't think there's oh my God, let's just go on. You know, today we live in very, very desperate times. We've all heard about what's happening in Paris and what's happening in Africa and what's happening in Iraq and Afghanistan and Turkey and so many other places around the world. But things are happening here on our soil as well. Amen. Amen. We're living in desperate times. Amen. And we've heard of threats and all kinds of things. And I know I got the right people here at the right time because many of you, when you leave to go to work on Monday, guess where you go? You go to a Target. Come on, y'all, talk to me. You go to NSA. You go to Washington, D.C. Amen. You work for the department or something. Amen. 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 This area is filled with people who are government workers. It's just the nature of what this area entails. Times of uncertainty for every area that concerns humankind. We talk, we seek advice, and we constantly pray over and over for the same things, and yet we still just don't know what to do. We answer as to how to change. We question. We seek answers as to how to change our situations that are beyond us. How can we make our husbands love us more? Why can't my wife be more like her? Sisters, don't say, y'all don't have to say amen, but I know. Why won't my children become followers of Christ? How will we live on such small income? How will we be able to pay our tax bill? And what? Y'all know that tax bill is serious. Man, they hit us with a tax bill last year. We're still paying it off, trying to get it paid before January. Y'all talk to me. That's real. See, I don't care how much you preach this gospel and teach this gospel. Guess what? We got to live it just like everybody else. Y'all talk to me. We got to live it just like everybody else. And what are we to do with the calamities perpetrated by evil men and women? We hear wars and rumors of wars and call right wrong, and we are calling wrong right. What are we to do with things that seem impossible? What are we to do? What are we to do? We must make changes with the tools. And yes, I got my notes here. Amen. Because I want you guys to hear and I want you to be able to receive. And if it's for you, I want you to embrace it. If it's for somebody else, then carry it and give it to them. Amen. To make changes with the tools that God in Christ has given us. Here I'm reminded of Moses when God told him to go and speak to Pharaoh. Moses was concerned because he didn't know what to say in a manner that would be believed or received. Moses looked at his limitations and began to seek God to change his mind. God looked at Moses and he asked Moses a question. He said, "What is that in your hand?" Moses responded, "It's a rod." So for some of us, God has given us the tools that we need. He has given us the tools that we need to make changes to situations that we can change. There are things that we can do to make our lives just a little bit better so that we can have a little bit of heaven here on earth. See, God never intended up for us to be in this earth and not enjoy living. No, this is not our permanent home. And yes, we're travelers just traveling through. But he did not mean for us to have to go through always. God intended for us to experience his joy and his peace. Come on, somebody. And his prosperity while we're here in this earth. Many folks say, you know, this is just what I'm called to. You know, I don't want to be around nobody that's called to suffer all the time. I'm not to connect myself to folks who just want to live down low. And I don't mean down low like you think I mean down low. I mean being down and broke and busted and disgusted and always got a song about what's going wrong in your life. God has called us to more than just that. He's called us to be agents in this land. He's called us to live prosperous lives so we can tell others what he can do. And when I say prosperous, I'm not talking about all the money because we don't have all the money. I wish we had more than what we got. But with the little, and my husband will tell you, he'll say, "Honey, we've done our budget and this is our budget." He said, "We got $100 left." Now, this is after we put the things aside and did everything we needed to do. He said, "This is what we got left." I said, "Bless God in Zion. We got a whole $100 for the next 14 days. Now, I know some of you spend $100 in 2 days. Some of you spend $100 in a day. And that's fine. You got it like that. I'm happy for you. I just ain't got it like that." He'll say, "Honey, well, we had $100. Now we got 40. I said, "My God, you are good and you are good all the time." He said, "Honey, this is it. You know, we're spending." And many times he's saying, "You're spending." "You're spending." He said, "Honey, we don't have but $20. We have done everything we needed to do. We have budgeted, our items and put the money where the money needed to go." And he said, "Honey, we ain't got but $20. I said, "God, we can do 20 different things." I refuse to live my life like I'm broke, busted, and disgusted. I refuse to live my life like that. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and spend your rent money because you might get put out. I'm not going to tell you to spend your BG and any money because we made sure those things were cared for. And before Mr. Harris did the budget, as he always does, God already knew what the bottom line would look like. But yet and still, he told me that I'm blessed beyond measure. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's all we have to go on is what God has said. Amen. And then other times all we have to go on is what God has already what? Done. And we say to him, "Well, God, if you did that, guess what? You can do this." Amen. God gave Moses to know that He was to use the rod for the purposes that God was sending him to do. You can read about that in Genesis chapter 4. God has given us other tools to conquer and declare victory over sin, death, and the grave. He gave us Christ Jesus. The church should have been shouting right there. But I know you're taking it in. I know you're taking it in. He gave us, can you hear it? He gave us his only begotten son. And Jesus, in that he gave us the name of Jesus. He declared that there is power in his name. Sometimes you got to stand bold as a lion and you got to declare to that cankerous a supervisor, y'all come talk to me. Ain't no talking about losing no job. I can't lose my job if I'm doing what God said to do. You got to tell that cankerous person in the name of Jesus, I command that spirit that has gotten you to come against me. This is providing you right now. You can't go using the name and casting, and you know that your supervisor is getting on you because you've been late. You've been late every day in the week, but yet you signed in at what? 8:30, 8 o'clock. You know you weren't there. So you can't go use the name of Jesus based on that. But you have every right to use the name of Jesus to tell the enemy, no more, no more, no more, no more. Gave us his name and he gave us power. And he said that we have power over unclean spirits. We have power to heal the sick, to cause that which is dormant and without life to be awakened and made alive. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. He's given us some tools. We know about these tools, don't we? We know how to call on his name, don't we? Amen. 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 He gave us power over unclean spirits. Those spirits that come against us to encourage us to do things that are just downright not godly. We know that is wrong. But our flesh is so satisfied with it. Our flesh is so satisfied with it until we say, God, fulfilling the lust of this flesh, doing that thing feels so good. It's got to be right. Anybody ever been there? Yo, come on, come on. We're going to raise some hands right here. Anybody ever been there? God, I know it's wrong, but it feels so good. It's just, it's got to be something right about it. Amen. Been there, done that. It's got to be right. It's got to be right. It's got to be right. Try not to do it, and I keep going back to it, and God, if it's not for me, don't let it feel good next time. God, if you don't want me to do it, just make it uncomfortable. You know, don't let that hit make me get high like it used to. Come on. When I take that drink, that buzz, come on. God, just make it so flat until I don't even want to. God said, yeah, you're going to go and get if you're drinking one beer right now and you don't get that buzz, you're going to go looking for vodka. Come on, y'all talk to me. And I'm not even going to talk about booing them. I'm going to leave that one alone. But he makes me feel good. But is he saved? But he makes me feel. But is he saved? Does
Does he love God? Does he live his life unto Christ? That's the measuring tool right there. Where is he in his walk in salvation? Amen. Going through marriage and being married is one thing. You said yes to that, so you work that through. If you can. You work that through. It takes two, though, to want to make it work. But if you're not married and you're just holding on boo because he or she makes you feel good, how many of you know things don't feel good always? Okay, so let's go a little further. He gave us Holy Spirit to comfort us and to lead us into all truth. He's our Paracletus. He's the one that has been called alongside us to help us. Amen. When we want to walk left and God wants us to walk right, Holy Spirit said, if you just follow me, hallelujah, if you just let me indwell you, live in you, I'll always lead you in the right direction. I'll never fail you. Amen. It's kind of hard when you allow the Holy Spirit to live in you and you step to the left when you know you're supposed to be stepping to the right. Come on, you can't just be in the right place one moment and be out the and go the wrong way the very next moment. It doesn't happen like that when you have the Spirit of truth living inside of you. It doesn't happen like that. He's the one who unctions us to carry out the will and the purpose of the Father in our lives. Y'all just hear me because I'm going somewhere with this. I'm talking to you about some tools that we all use and we rely on these tools. And thank God we can use them and we see results. And if we don't see results, we know that we got to go back, amen, and have a conversation with our God. You know why. We may not know why, but you know why. But I'm going to get to a tool that I don't care who you are. I don't care what you're going through that you can use. Amen. Okay, so let's move on. One of the last tools that I want to talk about here is the garment of praise. The garment of praise. He gave us the garment of praise. Why? Come on, say it. See, David made a deliberate, let me talk a little bit about David. David made a deliberate decision when he stated in Psalms 34 that he would bless. Y'all come and talk to me. See, he made a decision, a deliberate decision, saying, listen, I've been some places and I've done some things. Y'all talk to me. You can be David. You can be David if you want to. You can just call your name as it is. Audrey has made a decision. No matter what, I will bless the Lord at all times, not just when things are looking good, not just when our world is just right, not just when our politicians make decisions that would benefit me and mine, but I will bless the Lord at what? All times. Some of the things that our president has set in place, come on, some laws and some bills that he has signed, God bless him. You know, I don't agree with all of them. And I'm not going to let that pull me off my assignment. I'm not going to let that dictate to me how I'm going to believe God's word. Y'all talk to me. I'm going to bless God in the good times. I'm going to bless. And David made it clear. I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. I'm not going to let anything call me off my deliberate decision. I'm just not going to do it. I may shed some tears while I'm doing it, but guess what? God is still worthy. God, I still bless your name. God, I still lift you high. God, I refuse to make this situation in my life an idol and give it more time and more attention than I'm going to give you. God, I'm going to lift you high. I'm going to exalt your name. I'm going to exalt your name among your people. Because you are a great God. You are a mighty God. And beside you, there is not another. I wonder what Jonah felt when he was in the belly of the whale. He must have felt something, because when the fish or whatever it was spewed him out of his mouth, guess what? Jonah got himself, dried himself off. Come on, somebody. He showered. He made himself clean. And he said, what? I'm going to do what God has given me to do. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. And he said his praises. Somebody said his praises shall forever be in my mouth. Isaiah 61 and 2 through 3, God stated that he will comfort all who mourn and grant to those who mourn in Zion the garment of in exchange for the spirit of. Have you ever had folks to come in your presence and they're just downright heavy? I mean, some things need to be cleared out in order for you to be able to even connect with them, because they're so shut off. They're closed off. They're boxed in. It's not a knock against them. But we have to teach them that no matter how heavy they may be, for whatever reason they are heavy, they are still to give God praise right where they are. I heard one songwriter say, you don't have to wait until the battle is over. You can do what? You can shout right now. You can do it right now. Right where you are. You don't have to wait until things are just right. You can shout right where you are. See, your stuff may not be my stuff. My stuff may not be your stuff. And none of this stuff is ever meant to call us off of our assignment. It's never meant to cause you to just sit down and lick your wounds. Y'all talk to me. And talk about how bad everybody's treating me. I mean, that Trump talk has got to stop. Stop playing the victim and start shouting to God, because you are the victor. They don't like me. Who cares? You weren't put here for everybody to like you. Especially when you're walking with God, you are most hated. That's elementary. Somebody said, that's elementary, my dear. They don't like me. On my job, they mistreat me. They must don't. Guess what? Your father owns the job. That's not Mr. Boogaloo's business. The Bible said everything in the earth belongs to God. Everything. Hallelujah. So what, he doesn't like you? You go in that building having said your prayer. You go in that building with a praise in your heart, a melody. Bible says, sing unto the Lord, make melodies in your own heart. You sing. You sing, you make a deliberate decision. I'm going to bless the Lord in the face of all adversity. Hallelujah. I tell you, I can just sit here and I can just bask in this, because guess what? It gives me hope. It increases my faith. It pushes the boundaries of my faith. And if God hadn't done it, he's always doing great things for us. But if you say God hasn't done anything for you lately, guess what? Just take a look at me. Hallelujah. Amen. Just take a look at my household. Look what the Lord has done. I have always said, God, I will not, my wealth will not be determined upon what I have. That doesn't determine my wealth. It may determine yours, and I'm not saying you're wrong. But that's not my wealth. My wealth is seeing my household saved. You can tell me nothing. I'm the richest woman on planet Earth. My father got all the silver and the gold, and all I got to do is just let him know how much. Come on, y'all. That's where my wealth is. That's what I give God praise for. It ain't always been this way. And it's still materializing. But right in the midst of it, God, I thank you. I bless your name. I'm not going to let that dictate to me how much I can talk to your people and tell your people that you are a redeemer and that you say, because you know the enemy will try and shut you down. How can you reach out and save somebody else when your children walking in disobedience? He'll try to. Y'all better say amen. He'll try. You know, how are you going to tell that God is a deliverer when you know occasionally you pick up that, you handle that? Guess what? I don't care what you pick up. I don't care what you handle. The word, the gospel of Jesus Christ is true. Jesus saves. He loves us. He died for us. I'm telling you, there are drunks on the street who will stop to you and they can give you a sermon that out of this world. And they are drunk. They drunk as a fish. Y'all don't believe that, do you? Don't mess with that crackhead on the corner no any kind of way. Don't you go out there and try to handle that crack, however they do it, cook it, drink. I don't know what they do. Put it in the veins. I don't know all they do with it, but I know they do something with that they shouldn't be doing with it. But you're going to try to go out and hang out with them. You're going to go try and sit at the bar with them. Y'all talk to me. Drunk, high, as Cooter Brown as they used to say back in the day. They will look at you and ask you, what are you doing here? Don't know you from nobody. You shouldn't be here. You don't fit in here. Why are you here? They will. Because you don't look like the world. Just because you have a habit. Come on. You still don't look like the world. I'm not condoning any habits. But when you belong to God and God is your God and you try to put yourself in a position or in a place where you shouldn't be, folks know it. Folks already know it. You go sit at the bar as a young woman, a man comes sit back, he said, you're a church girl, aren't you? Busted. Bust it. I want to take my time. I'm almost done, though. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You want it? But why do you never invite me to come along with you? You know, you try to go and hang out with the boys, you know, watching the game and, you know, and you trying to fit in and everything. Let me tell you something. Somebody's got their eye on you. And the reason why they can tell that you are in the wrong place at the wrong time is because what? They are in the wrong place at the wrong time. They know they shouldn't be there. Y'all talk to me. Amen. I remember when I was a young girl in high school, and you know, I was the only person that I knew of. I had one other friend, his name is Ray, and he was my best friend. We did everything together. He was like a brother. We grew up from the age of three, four years old. We walked together, going to kindergarten, the whole nine yards. So he was one of the only other people that I knew that was saved, young and saved. And I'm in school, and, you know, you save. You don't have that many friends. You know what I mean? You know, my friends told me, they said, Audrey, if you got saved, I know I can get saved. That's just how bad it was. Say, you saved, I know I can get saved. But see, they didn't know what they were saying. Because in less than a year, guess what? I'm out witnessing, canvassing the community. And guess what? They were out there witnessing and canvassing the community. They had gotten saved. Amen. Let's bless God for that. It's amen. So one day I'm just by myself. So I go in the bathroom with, you know, how you sneak in the bathroom and you smoke and you do what you had no business doing in the bathroom, hoping the security doesn't come around. They're in there just smoking. And I go in and I said, you know, give me a hit. And they looked at me and I said, no, I'm serious. They said, Audrey, I'm not going to give you my cigarette for you to throw it away. I said, I'm not going to throw it away. I said, let me have it. I know y'all ain't never done nothing like this, but I did. So let me have it. Audrey, don't throw my cigarette away. I'm not. Give me the cigarette, and guess what I do? I take a drag. That's what we used to call it back in the day. I don't know what they call it today. I hit it, right? So now they know that I shouldn't have been doing that. I knew I shouldn't have been doing it. But I wanted to be what? In the in crowd. God didn't call me to the in crowd. God didn't call any of you that are sitting under the sound of my voice to be in the in crowd. Amen. To be with the most popular, to be with the most dangerous. Y'all talk to me. He didn't call you for that. He called you for his divine purpose. If he had not called you for his divine purpose, you wouldn't be in here today. Somebody bless God right there. So they gave me the cigarette and I smoked it. I just, you know, hit it, gave it back to them. And, I wasn't going to mess up their cigarette because we were teenage. We didn't have money to go buy a cigarette. So, you know, there were times we would walk and see butts on the ground that had a little bit left. Hey, you did what you had to do to show everybody you was cool. My mama never gave me any money to buy cigarettes. As a matter of fact, if she knew I was smoking them, she would have made me eat them. Anybody? You using profanity. She found out you're using profanity. What'd she do? Take you to the bathroom and tell you, wash your mouth out with that soap. Now they tell you, if you do any of that, it's child abuse and child neglect. To heck with child abuse and child neglect. I don't want my children to grow up with cancer. Y'all talk to me. I don't want them to grow up dependent on nicotine and alcohol. Amen. So after school, I'm walking home, and this is the truth, so help me God. I'm walking home, and I'm doing like this. I'm looking in the sky. I'm looking, and I did it all the way home. Those guys left that bathroom, and they were fine, and here I am. I was so I was so afraid that I disappointed my God. See, the world will know when you shouldn't be where you are. The world will know. The world will know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So praise, 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 praise. Let's talk a little bit about praise. How many of you remember Leah? Leah was the first wife of Jacob and the sister to the second wife of Jacob. And we find in the story that Leah was able to give Jacob three sons, and she gave Jacob three sons out of some misery, because she realized that Jacob did not love her. Y'all talk to me. Remember I said earlier? I said sometimes we'll get a little bothered because, you know, our husbands may not love us like we used to. Remember Leah? I want you to bring back to mind Leah. Husbands feel like they're inadequate and the wife doesn't support them like she should. You can look at Leah. Leah gave him three sons. And giving him three sons, she realized she still didn't have the heart of her husband, the man that she loved. because his goal was not to marry Leah, but he allowed himself to get drunk on his wedding night. And when he got drunk, Leah's father, y'all talk to me, instead of giving him Rachel, who he was supposed to have gotten, he was so, this is why, let me tell you something. Don't let nobody tell you it's all right to drink. You are not yourself. You're not in your best state of being when you drink. I'm not saying it's going to send you to hell because I don't know. But what I will tell you, you cannot live in the fullness of Jesus Christ when you allow yourself to become consumed with things that don't satisfy. He wanted Rachel. But he was so sloppy, drunk, and out of his mind, he married the wrong woman. Now, somebody say that's some kind of drunk. He was drunk. He consummated the marriage. He played all night long. Now, you mean to tell me you so drunk you don't know who you playing with when you go to bed? Talk to me. If you are that drunk, you are not in the will of the Father. If you can't make a conscious decision when you're sober to live your life holy and solely unto the Lord, then you need to leave whatever that gets you high and takes you off course. You need to leave it alone. Leave it alone. Is this word helping anybody in here today? Just anybody. I mean, one of the children, anybody. Amen. The church mouse. Where is he at? Amen. I know it is because God told me it would. He told me it would. So Leah gave this man three sons. And here she is, knocked up again. Here she is. She's pregnant all over again. And the Bible tells us with her fourth son, with her fourth son, she made a deliberate decision. She said, this time, and you can read it in Genesis 29, 35, somewhere around there. She said, this time I will give God praise. Huh? I will give God praise as she named, she said, I'll give him praise as she named her son Judah. And for those of you who may not know, this is where we get Judah means praise from. She decided she wasn't going to cry about it no more. She decided she wasn't going to fuss and fight and struggle anymore with where her husband's heart was. She'd made a deliberate decision and she said, I will this time, while I'm going through this foreclosure on my house, while my husband is acting out and he wants to do it his way and my wife is not committed to me. Y'all talk to me. You got to come to a point in your life and say, this time, I'm going to give God what? Praise. I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to bow my head. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to quit. I'm going to continue to do what God has given me to do, because this time I am going to give him praise. Here are some historical facts about Judah. Jesus Christ and King David are both from the tribe of Judah. Is said to be the largest of the numbered tribes to exit Egypt. You'll get the picture? You just visualize it. Judah leaving Egypt. You can leave your Egypt today. You can leave your Egypt today. In the book of Judges, there are two instances where the Lord instructed that Judah was to go first. Judges chapter 1 was he instructed to go first after the death of Joshua. Judges 20 and 18, when the Israelites asked, who should go first in battle and against the sons of Benjamin? And God told them to what? Send. Y'all talk to me. Send praise. Hallelujah. Send praise. I was sitting with Pastor in the back just before a service. I believe it was on November the 16th. I think it was November the 16th. November the 15th. We were sitting in the back, and I said to him, and we're bringing this to a close. I said to him, I said, honey, I said, what is God saying? And he asked me, he said, what do you mean? He said, you mean the message for today? I said, no. I said to him, I hear God speaking. I hear him speaking. Told him that I heard God say that we must trouble, we must confuse the atmosphere with praise. This is what he told me. I told him, I said, honey, I said, I just hear, do you remember? I said, I just hear a loud, thunderous praise in the atmosphere. And with that praise, I see that the enemy is confounded. He cannot pursue. He cannot carry out his plans against God's people because the praise, y'all come on talk to me. The praise was thunderous. I mean, it was like, you ever heard the song? This is going to date me, but that's all right. It says, the song said, I hear music in the air. Anybody remember that song? I heard it. I heard it loud. I didn't tell him too much after that, but I just got it put in my spirit that praise is what we do. That's the topic. Praise is what I do. When I don't know which way to go, I don't know how to handle the situation, I'm tired of being alone. Come on, somebody. I'm tired of being broke according to man's rule. Listen, praise is what you do. You praise right in the midst of your stuff. Because when you praise right in the midst of your stuff, you're building up your most holy faith. You're telling self, listen, it may not look like I want it to look, but I still got hope. It may not come when I want it, but I still got faith that God will deliver me. That God will make a way. David said, I have never seen the righteous forsaken, and I've never seen his seed beg for bread. I am the righteousness of God. Somebody touch yourself and say, I am the righteousness of God. God will not forsake me. Heard a thunderous praise. A thunderous, thunderous, thunderous praise. See, while Judges 1 and 20 tells us about a battle in the human realm. And this, listen, how many know that we're going to battle in the human realm as well? Y'all talk to me. Because the enemy want to tell us now we scared to go to work. And then listen, just because he talks to you, that don't mean diddly squat. He's always going to say what he's got to say. And he's always going to try and do what he wants to do. But God forbid that he should overcome us. You all know you got to go to work. Y'all talk to me. If y'all got to say amen with a sister here. Most of you, you're going to either drive into D.C. or you're going to either drive into NSA, and you got to get on a train. Y'all talk to me. You got to go under. Y'all talk to me. You would be an idiot. And I'm not calling no names. Not to be concerned. God has not called. He didn't put blinders. We got to know who the enemy is. You have to be an idiot to say, listen, none of that stuff move me. It may not move you and it shouldn't move you. But at the same time, you want to know how to war against the enemy. You want to know what tools. Come on, somebody. You need to know what tools to use and when to use them. If I need a flathead, I need a flathead. How many of you ever tried to get a Phillips? Hey, you had a Phillips screw, but you were using a flathead. Doesn't work too well, does it? You got to know which tool to use when. You have to know. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Because I want you all to get this. Because we need to know how to live victorious here in this present world. We got to know how to live victorious when? Now. We do. And what we are learning now may not be for the day, but it will be for when? Tomorrow. But I venture to say we need to learn how to live here and now today. We got to feel comfortable going about our daily tasks. Anybody was here when we had the sniper in Maryland? Okay, how many of you were you concerned? How many folks shop at Walmart and Target? No, come on, y'all raise your hand. I want you to raise. If anybody, if you shop at Walmart and Target back during that time, how many of you had to put gas in your car back during that time? Now, you tell me that you didn't think once or twice or three times before you stepped out your car. But we all know that the devil, what? He's a liar. He's not going to call us to fear. We're not going to settle for fear. We had a Reverend Monet, amen, on Wednesday night. He was teaching about fear. I'm telling you, we need to know what God is saying to us. We need to know how to walk victorious over fear. We need to know. Because the terrorist attack, they want to tell us, well, you know, they're already here. And you know, how many of you seen the news where it talks about the video where they are determined to come to D.C. and to Washington? Talk to me. Anybody? Amen. Don't y'all sleep. Don't sleep. You got to know how to what? Pray. You got to know how to what? Praise. You have got to know how to energize the atmosphere. You got to know how to confound the enemy. Amen. The enemy doesn't understand that when things are going wrong, we're getting praise. I'm sure that spirit is like, my God, I didn't do it right this time. So they keep, because he keeps coming at you. He keeps throwing things at you. And he keeps just nipping and tucking and picking with you. If it ain't this, you say it's that. If it's not that, then it's the what? It's the other. He's a liar. And the way you make him know he's a liar is that you give God. The word of God says that not only we can, that the flesh and the spirit are constantly at war with one another. Praise is not an act of the flesh. It is an attitude of the heart. Because truth be told, there are times when we deal with things, the last thing we want to do is say, God, I thank you. God, you're awesome. God, you're merciful. Lord, there's nothing. Y'all come talk to me. The last thing you want to do is what? Praise. Praise for what? I'm hurting. I'm sick. I'm lost. I don't have. I need. This is happening. That is happening. My job has been revamped and I got a pink slip. I'm telling you, y'all, and this is true. I prayed for a pink slip. True story. True story. I was working with the state, and I just about had enough, and I just knew it was about time for me to go. I was only working for the what? Don't y'all get no ideas. But I knew it was time for me to go. And I said, Lord, I said, if it's time for me to go, I want you to have them give me a pink slip. I want retirement. I don't want vocational training. I don't want that. I don't want you to train me for another job. Didn't want it. Well, I didn't quite get the pink slip, but I was able to retire. Amen. Sometimes we just got to find ourselves praising God no matter what. No matter what. No matter what. We've got to find a praise to Almighty God. Have to. If you're going to live victorious in this present world. It is often a sacrifice for us to up praise to God when we are going through. It's easier for us to grumble and complain. Somebody say amen. It's easy for me to say what isn't going right and what should be and what isn't. It's easy for us to say that he should do this or she should that. It's easy to complain. It's easy to talk about somebody don't like you and I'm going to show them and just complain. And God, I asked you for this a year ago and I ain't got it yet. And God, I need you to do it. And God, can you do it? And God send peace. Peace. Just peace to you. He's not called you to anxiety. Y'all talk to me. You may not live like you want to live, but guess what? You're going to live. I don't see Jesus living in no big house. And I'm not saying that because I have a house. Because my husband will tell you again, as long as I got love, I'll live in a shanty. You can build me a barn, give me a barn. But as long as peace and love is in that barn, I'll live in the barn. I'm living it. I'm trying to get rid of that thing we got right now. Amen. For I can settle with a one bedroom, but the good reverend said, no, he needs a man cave. So I can't get him to downsize that much. Because long as I have Jesus, if Jesus goes with me, I said, I'll go anywhere. Because it's heaven to me. Wherever I be, as long as what? He is there. As long as he is there. Talk about sacrificing a praise to God rather than complaining. When King Jehoshaphat was facing battle with three enemies, somebody said three. Mm-hmm. He stated the problem to God. He told God. But he also called to his remembrance God's faithfulness in the past. He knew God had shown himself to be a deliverer and a mighty warrior before. And he had every confidence. Somebody said confidence. That God would do it again. Has God ever done anything for you before? Come on. Has he ever done? I mean anything. Well, I'm here to tell you, if he did that, guess what? What you're standing under now, you were built for it. You were built to go through what you're going through. Come on, somebody. You were built to last. Why? Because we go in God, we go from what? Glory to glory to glory to glory. Y'all talk to me. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Don't you quit on yourself. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor. Don't you quit. Don't you quit. Don't you quit. Don't you quit. There's 2 seconds on the clock. Y'all talk to me. 2 seconds on the clock and the ball is in the down the other end of the court. You got 2 seconds to get that ball in the hoop. Come on, talk to me. You got 2 seconds and you will be the nation's champion. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Y'all talk to me. You're going to get that crowd and you're going to do like this to the crowd. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. You're going to get your fans involved. Y'all talk to me. And you're going to tell them, y'all make some noise in here because we are fitting to be the champs of the world. Come on. We are fitting to be the best in the game. Come on. somebody. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Don't you know it's always dark before the dawn? Don't you know it's dark before the sunshine? Come on, somebody. You can't quit. You can't give up now. You can't do it. You can't do it. You have endured hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. This far, you can go a little bit further. Whew. Hallelujah. 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 Go to work Monday morning and step into that office. Instead of saying, Lord, I don't want to be here. Say, Lord, you got me in the right place at the right time. And I'm going to give you praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was reminded, amen, of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. When the governor, when the king put them in the fiery furnace. How many of you ever felt like you've been in a fire? Come on, you felt like you were here being heated. Come on, somebody. And just when you thought you were cooling off, the fire with the heat was what? Turned up. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, listen. Listen, O king. Our God will deliver us. He will do it. But if he doesn't, we know that he is more than able. How many of you know he's able? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, you are able. God, you are able. God, you are able. You are able. Hallelujah. What we have to remember is that God may choose in his sovereignty, in his knowing, his power, and what he planned, his plans, to change us before he changes the situation. The situation may always look bad. That don't mean you have to always be down and out. The situation may never change, but God in his sovereignty wants to change you. He wants to change what? Me. And if that's the change that you're going to bring, dear Jesus, it's all right with me. Somebody said, Lord, however you do it, it's all right with me. However you do it, come on, you got to say it and mean it. Come on, you got to say it in the face of adversity. God, however you do it, it's all right with me. However you do it, however you do it, I want to challenge those of you who may be neck deep and in battle right now. You don't know which way to go. You got to testify to yourself and say, in those times, hallelujah, praise is what I do. Praise is what I do. I don't know what to do, Pastor. I've tried and I went to a counselor and I talked to the elders of the church, but I said, you got to say, praise is what I do. I want you to read the book. Read the book. Read the book. Read the book. I know some of you said she gave a scripture just yet. Read.
Praise ye the Lord, both young men and maidens.
I need you. Come on, I need you.
Old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song.
Yes.
And his praise in the congregation of the saints.
The congregation of the saints.
Let Israel rejoice in him.
Woo.
That made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the treble and harp.
Woo!
For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people.
Yes.
He will beautify the meek with salvation.
He will beautify the meek with salvation.
Let the saints be joyful in the glory. Let them sing aloud upon their bed.
Woo!
Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people.
Yes.
To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment of written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of the power.
Hey.
Praise him for the mighty acts.
Hey.
Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp.
Yes.
Praise him with the trembling dance.
Yes.
Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the land.